Homelessness is a growing issue for much of the Central and South Coasts, but a program spearheaded by law enforcement in one community is trying to tackle it one person at a time.
It's easy to like go at it with the traditional route, you know, hey, you're not supposed to be here, it's against the law. But I mean, what's that going to accomplish?
Ventura County Sheriff's Detective Chris Dyer just faced that issue with a man in Camarillo. But instead of telling the homeless man to move along, he helped him find a path to get his life back on track and reunite with his family.
I was actually made aware of the homeless encampment first by a deputy working regular patrol. And I found that the camp was inside of the Cayugas Riverbed area of Camarillo. It was being occupied by a gentleman who was 46 years old.
But instead of telling the man to leave, he asked him about his situation and did some research.
When I spoke to him, I just tried to figure out, hey, you know, what can we do to help you? What do you need? Where are you trying to go? And he told me, hey, I have a family in Oregon. You know, I've been down on my luck for about a year. I came from Los Angeles County. I came to Camarillo once before, and I knew it was a nice town. He was in the area of Malibu is what he told me, and his truck had been towed. And so he walked up to Camarillo. So that's how he ended up in our town.
The man had been living in the Camarillo Riverbed for about 6 weeks. He didn't want to be there or to be homeless, but also didn't have a plan.
Every single homeless person has a backstory, and a lot of them have families. And so it was real easy to just, hey, do you have family? Yeah, I have family. And so it was easy for me to go back and just research other police contacts that had happened with him where notes had been taken. And one of the notes was taken was his mother's phone number. So I called up and explained to her what I did. I had actually explained it because the idea of law enforcement helping out the homeless in this manner is just so foreign to so many people, especially in Reedsport, Oregon.
But Dyer says reconnecting the man with his family wasn't enough. He says he knew they had to get to the issues which led to the homelessness. The phone call to the man's parents wasn't easy.
They were initially super scared. They thought that this gentleman maybe had been hurt or maybe had passed away because they knew he was homeless. And then I said, no, he's fine. I'm just trying to figure out how he came to be homeless. And so obviously they're telling another side of the story. From there, it's like they miss him, they love him, and they want him back. But there's strings attached. You want to have a successful reuniting of this family. He had to agree to get into some treatment up there. I talked to his parents about getting some counseling for themselves. And they were having to deal with this. I mean, they're in their 70s. And then also, too, he had to agree to seek out employment when he got there and be a contributing member to his family.
Once the family and the homeless man agreed to the plan, Dyer drove him to Burbank Airport. That happened over the holidays with the man being reunited with his family.
We never, ever want to dump somebody. That's with the term we call it is dumping. We never, ever want to just do that. Here's a plane ticket, go. That's not something we want. We want to make sure this is successful. We never want to turn our backs on people, especially when we make that connection with them. So before I agreed to go as far as I did, he had to be a willing participant. His family had to be willing participants. And there had to be a successful action plan in place before he would go.
The detective is focused on dealing with homeless issues through a unique program in Camarillo called Helping Our Community Progress Efficiently, or Project Hope. It's run by Camarillo Police.
I go out there and I try to make positive contacts with our transient population or mentally ill. Just try to help people.
And Dyer says one of the keys to the program is the fact that it's plugged in with other agencies in the county which work with the homeless.
This success story and this guy going back to Oregon is not just me. It's not just the sheriff's office. It's Ventura County Behavioral Health, St. Vincent de Paul, his parents paid for that ticket. It's a lot of people that contribute to this to make it successful.
This is just one step in the efforts to solve the homelessness problem in Camarillo, but it's a success. In this case, a man is off the streets with a chance to get his life back on track, and a family has their son back. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.